Welcome to AM Best Audio.
This is William Borden for AM Best Audio. I'm speaking with Adrian Jones, Head of Underwriting and Specialty Retail at Acrisure. Adrian's a highly sought-after speaker at industry events with his deep knowledge of retail, reinsurance, and insurance-linked securities. This is part two of a two-part series where we discuss social media and being an insurance industry influencer.
Do you see yourself as an educator within the industry, given your experience?
I was fortunate to have been mentored over the early parts of my career, and even still, I've got a number of people that I would consider mentors. But the finance and underwriting teams at RenRe, for instance, some really great founders of companies that I've worked with as an investor, as a board member, Victor and Sylvie. Score for folks that knew them before they retired. Ajit, a lot of folks in this industry who have taught me a lot about how it works. And I think that it's incumbent upon those who have been taught to make sure that they're sharing their viewpoint on the industry. And not everybody agrees with me. That's fine. Sometimes I say things that are a little bit controversial, but frankly, I find that that's important because we have a lot of issues as an industry that we have to work through. And, we need to get those viewpoints in the room. So, I'm just trying to pass along what people have given to me. That's about it.
You post quite frequently on LinkedIn. And how do you view your social media profile in terms of your overall personal brand?
Social media is amazing, and I think a lot of people haven't grasped the power, or they grasp the power, but they're afraid to use it. I've gotten in trouble for things I've said on social media, but I have been able to accomplish a tremendous amount by figuring out how to use it generally in an effective way. For example, I just recently posted something where, we're looking to hire somebody, and I got a wonderful resume from somebody who had seen that post and said, I know the person for you. Here it is. So there's very clear ROI on a lot of this activity, and a lot of it revolves around people because this is, at the end of the day, a people-oriented business. But I think more generally, engaging with a very wide variety of people on social media, to the point I was making earlier, you have to be master of a whole number of disciplines to be effective as a general manager or leader in this business. Being able to engage with those people all at once, to me, is really important because I'm crowdsourcing the best ideas. Mm-hmm. I put something out there and I get feedback. Some people comment on it directly. Some people email to me. Some people catch me at the back of a conference or something like that. Some people, it's conversations like this, and they say, hey, I agree with what you said, but, or sometimes, you're full of canal water. you get all of the above. But you start to be able to identify these are the people in the industry who see the challenges that we face in a similar way. And I think you start to be able to identify who your tribe is. And it gives a really good set of people that you can go to perhaps privately and say, how do we deal with this issue? Hey, when they post, hey, I see that you're working on this, we have a similar issue, or I'm looking for a vendor that does this. This is what amazes me. With a conference coming up next week, and I've probably got 30 or 40 vendors that have all emailed me and said, we have an agentic AI solution for such and such. And I'll tell you what, it all sounds the same. I'm sure that some of them are really good. And I'll probably end up using some of them at some point. But it all sounds the same. If you get engaged in having a viewpoint on the future of the industry, then it makes it much easier to actually sell whatever it is you're going to sell. And this gets back to Simon Sinek's famous presentation 13 or 14 years ago at TED. This had 67 million views on YouTube now, where he said, people don't buy what you sell, they buy how you think. And if you can get people to think in the same way that you think, then they'll buy whatever it is you're selling. people buy Apple because Apple says everything that we do, we believe in challenging the status quo. The way that we challenge the status quo is by designing devices and services that are simple, user-friendly, easy to use, well-designed. Would you like to buy one? And people say, sure. But if you then say, and this is what Simon Sinek talks about, if you then say, we've got a computer, it's great, it has all the best bells and whistles, it's got a 42-inch screen, blah, 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 people say, there's a lot of computers out there like that. So you have to get people to buy into your way of thinking, and you need to find the people where you buy into their way of thinking, and that's when you can then start doing business together. And to me, that is the highest and best use of social media. So it's not about building a personal brand. It's not about that sort of stuff. It's about finding those people that you agree with, that you understand, but also those that you disagree with, that you can debate, that you can get your issues defined better than you could on your own, or your views defined better. That, to me, is power.
Well, I think also that dissenting voice could also be a good reality check, or at least help you reframe your thinking a little bit as far as selling that idea, that you see that barrier that needs to be overcome to help sell that idea in the future, or at least get them to have that touch point where you want to at least debate or see what their objections are to your thinking.
There was a founder where I led a big round in his company, in part because he started pinging me on LinkedIn all the time and saying, hey, I like what you post, but here's all the problems with it. Here's what you're missing. And I thought through it, and I'm like, you know what? The guy's right. I am missing these points. And so that was really beneficial to me because I think it made me smarter. But also, I realized this guy knows his stuff. And okay. That was a big factor in me ultimately backing him when he said, again, here's what I believe about the future of the business. Would you back me in starting a company that's going to go out and tackle those issues?
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
I checked on your recent posts on LinkedIn, and that's your preferred social media vehicle, correct?
I'm not good looking enough to be on TikTok. there are some people that do TikTok really well in this space. It's just, when I go on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, I really don't care to find out about insurance.
You manage your own social media, I take it, right?
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for executives as far as managing their own social media?
Don't let anybody else do it. You know, you see, there was this recent memo that the CEO of Target put out where he said, you know, Target is a family and we're serving all of our neighbors. And, you know, yeah, our sales are down because of events that occurred outside of, you know, of us. And it was just one of these awful corporate memos that says absolutely nothing and yet somehow consumes a couple hundred words. And everybody's expected to read it. And yet it did nothing to address any sort of issue that Target is actually facing right now. You can't have it be that. You have to have some sort of view that says, I believe the following about the industry, and I'm going to put out that view and hopefully have some data as well. If you start with that, then people will come to respect that because you've thought about it, you're experienced in this business, you've articulated it in a clear way. You know, you can't write novels. Got to be short and punchy. But that said, I've put out lots of, you know, long text just in a LinkedIn post that have actually gotten tens of thousands of views and hundreds of likes. You don't need to have a Kardashian style video with lots of whizzes and bangs and cool stuff and graphics. You know, sometimes that stuff can help for sure. But, you know, my first bit of advice is don't let the comms people do it. Comms people are wonderful, but comms people can help you think through, like, hey, if you say it this way, somebody's going to be pretty offended. But you can't let the comms people design the message. You have to design the message, and they can help you to refine it. I think it's important to be a little bit regular on it as well, such that, well, let me back up and explain why. Insurance is a business of trust, right?
Correct.
I'm gonna give my insurance company money, and I'm gonna hope that when I need that money back, they do the right thing by me. Well, how do you learn to trust people? Trust comes from familiarity. It's easier to trust someone that you've known for a long time or that's been around for a long time. Familiarity comes from repeated exposure. That repeated exposure need not always be the most positive exposure. And I think Flow at Progressive is a perfect example of that. Kind of a little off the wall, a little kooky, you know, strange character. But why does she work so well? Because there is that repeated exposure and that familiarity. And in some ways, she's also kind of non-threatening also. And so people think, yeah, you know, I'll call that. The Geico Gecko was created because nobody could pronounce the Geico name. And yet, then again, and him and the cavemen and the other things that they've done have created these iconic figures in our business. They might not be the most positive. Again, they're all a little bit kooky and off the wall. But the point is, repeated exposure generates familiarity. Familiarity generates trust. Trust generates business in the insurance business, or in the insurance sector. So, you know, having a little bit of repetition can be a good thing. And I would say thirdly, having data, you know, in God we trust, all others bring data. There's tons of interesting data out there. Sometimes people, you know, analyze it and you can clip it and say, look, here's some really interesting data that I saw in this report or whatever. And here's a link to the report and here's my interpretation of it. Other times, you know, you can come up with your own data. The stat filings are a goldmine. The last thing I'll say is sometimes, and this is where it can get really dangerous, but sometimes hot takes can do well also. The most viewed post that I've had and the most commented and the most liked over the course of the last year was when the healthcare executive was gunned down a few blocks from my house in New York City. And I happened to be on a plane at the time and saw that come across. And as we were about to land, I just typed out a hot take on it. Said, obviously, this is really bad, but one of the good things about this business is that executives have been, you know, available and accessible. And you can turn up at a conference and corner somebody in the back and say, hey, I want to talk to you about something. And I don't want that to be lost. And so I kind of put that out as a hot take. You got to be really careful when you're dealing with, you know, big statements like that and people dying. You know, but that generated an extraordinary amount of commentary and interest. But I did it like very quickly. You can't wait and then post something anodyne that just says, you know, we're so sorry for the loss. You know, people don't react to that because everybody does it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
frankly, it doesn't come from the heart. It's not meaningful. It's just somebody says, oh, well, we got to do this. And so they do it. And I think that's why some of this stuff of, you know, we're celebrating X and Y day or whatever, was kind of dismissed as greenwashing. It's like, say something a little bit more meaningful. Say something about what you're actually doing about it. Don't just say, like, we want to recognize whatever that has their day today.
Yeah, it's one of those things where proof points and tone are always things that help validate those kinds of posts.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't have anything to say, then don't say it. And that's the great thing about LinkedIn is it's not like you have to publish a weekly newsletter. Sometimes you have multiple things to say. Sometimes you got nothing. Well, then don't say anything.
For AM Best Audio, this is William Borden. Thank you for joining us.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.